Now, let's go to the movies. Jason, I need your advice because I've been sending you off to see the romantic comedies the last year or so, thinking I'd become a bit old and cynical.
You're never too old for a rom-com, Jules.
Really? But I've put a toe back in because I really had to see the new Working Dog film. Any questions for Ben? Which is quite smooth and plausible and sometimes funny. But there's way too much rom and not enough com. And then I start wondering, is it just me? Do I find these young stars in them, on the whole, boring and vacuous, particularly the bloke? I don't think Josh Lawson's character Ben has much going for him, apart from the trappings of the fast life. You know, fast cars, inner city parties, launches, openings. He's a strategic brand advisor who reworks things like sporting gear and vodka to get younger people to buy them.
This sounds like perfect Working Dog satirical territory, though.
Well, they just don't go there. You think they're going to, and instead, according to the rom-com formula, you've really got to like him, and there wasn't enough there. Rachel Taylor could have been a different story, but hey, this is a bloke's eye view. And I suspect this script started out much more subversively, these flashes of the old satire cropping up occasionally and right through the credits. And I must say Daniel Henshaw does a good job.
Daniel Henshaw's in this. Oh, okay.
Yeah, complete opposite to his John Bunting character in Snow. Yeah. He's the best friend. Every rom-com has to have a best friend. But seriously, do you think there's just too many rom-coms and they're just not funny enough anymore? Is it
No. I think you're right. But I think that if you love rom-coms, you even love bad ones. And that's certainly, I fall into that category because, you know, like Sam Fuller said, cinema's all about emotion. And if you buy into that emotion, that spark that most even run-of-the-mill Hollywood rom-coms manage to get on screen, if only for a short scene between their two leads, I think it's enough for the price of the ticket.